All right.
Well, you look at this game and you see two teams that, you know, it seems similar. Both teams coming off a couple of losses, very much need a win to reach the playoffs.
Oh, definitely. I think we got to do a great job at, you know, focusing on the Giants this week and defensively, you know, make it to where they can't get too hot. I mean, with Eli, I think you understand where, you know, if he can get rolling, he can score a lot of points, and I think people see that, and hopefully we can, you know, not let him get hot, and, you know, definitely I think we need to stop the run this week because they do a good job running the ball.
Is there a sense that if you guys as a defense can just get a little more healthy, you can be really dangerous heading into the playoffs?
I think that's with every team, really. I think if anybody can, you know, be fully healthy throughout a season, it's going to be a great team. And, you know, with us, we definitely had some injury bug this year, but we have had guys step up and make some plays for us. And hopefully we can get some guys back and see what we can do there and, you know, just have a great week of practice.
How are you physically? Close to 100%?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm actually starting to feel better and better. And I think it, you know, against the Redskins and last week, I've actually felt pretty good. And hopefully I can continue to get back to where I want to be and play some dominant football.
I know you don't want to use injuries as excuses, but how disruptive has it been?
You know, like watching film, you know, sometimes I feel like I can make plays where I'm not making plays or getting off blocks where I'm, you know, not getting off blocks. And, you know, that just goes with, you know, getting the strength back and practicing it.
You guys like Manning, Peyton Manning, and Eli go to the line, they say some stuff, and, they, you know, they're do you listen to what they say? Is there any tip-off?
No, because I think they understand that, you know, people probably do listen, and they probably throw a lot of bogus stuff and or some live stuff, so you don't really know. And so I'm not really listening. I'm just, you know, focusing on what I got to do and trying to get off that ball.
Last Sunday, did you find it embarrassing?
I think anybody would be embarrassed with that performance. You know, I think we as a defense have a lot of pride and know that we can play better. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, have a great week of practice and show that on Sunday.
Well, you kind of want to, you know, avenge those, this is the last regular season home game of the year. You want to kind of restore some of that, you know, home pride, home field advantage.
Yeah, I think us and the fans have a lot of pride at, you know, having that home field advantage. And, you know, us as players haven't shown, or as a team, we haven't shown that we are a good home team lately. And so hopefully we can pick that back up and end it off with the win.
Is there a feeling that if you guys can get healthy, that you could kind of make a run?
Definitely. I feel like if we can get healthy, we could have a good run in the playoffs. And so, you know, if we can do that, then definitely I think we can do some things in the playoffs.
What goes into getting healthy? We hear that a lot, I guess. Just
rest. I think definitely at the end of the year is getting a lot of rest and, you know, whatever you think that it's needed. For me, I think just, you know, getting some strength and rest, you know, throughout.
How does it affect week game planning when you don't know if a guy's going to play and you've got so many rotating players and then Sunday he might be in there?
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard for if defensive lineman, if I didn't know who was playing next to me, just, you know, getting a feel with him during practice. But other than that, I mean, I think with our defensive line, where I think everyone is up, going to be up, whoever's going to be dressing. And so, but I mean, linebackers, DBs, they've been shuffling so much throughout the year, I don't even really know who's behind me sometimes.
Those linebackers, how have you felt they've done, though? Josh Bynes,
You know, Josh Bynes definitely has stepped up huge for us. I mean, he's you know, against the Redskins, came in, and I don't think he took any reps during practice and ended up starting the game after Jamil went out. And so I think he's done some good things, and, you know, he'll get better and better as the more experience he gets.
Do you think that this game is particularly huge? Because if you win this, you win the division, and then you can possibly rest some people there on
after. I think we just want to win just because we haven't been winning. It's a big game for us, you know, last home game, but it's – we just need to focus on what we can do and not worry about what other people are doing.
And is it important to you to get a win and not back into the AFC North? You could win it without winning another game, but to actually do it yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, that would be huge for us. I mean, we've been losing this past couple of weeks, but making the playoffs is kind of crazy. But, yeah, like you said, it'll be a lot better if we can do it ourselves.
Well,
Years the defense has been a unit able to stand tall. Can it do that again? I mean, are the pieces there to do it again? Or?
Definitely not. I think we have the pieces. We definitely have the guys that can do it, and we've just been playing inconsistent, and hopefully we can just get back to the type of football we know we can be.
It's Christmas time. What are you most thankful for this year?
My family.
What about me? You love me?
Oh, yeah. You're amazing, of course. You're my family. No.
What you see from Art Jones this year?
Art Jones, man, he's been huge, stepping it up, making a lot of plays for us, and he's I think he understood what he needed to do this year, and he's been helping our defense out a bunch by his playmaking abilities.
How important is
he? You got to get ready for practice today.
What's that?
Sources said you got to get ready for
practice.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.